Alarm phone, hello.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. This is Alarm phone.
How are you, my friend?
I hear
How
you.
Many
can
are
you hear me?
Hello, my friend. This
okay,
is
can you hear me? Can you give me your GPS position?
Can you give me your GPS position?
Chronique amère.
Chronique
amère.
Chronique amère.
Une chronique mensuelle réalisée par des membres du réseau Alarm phone. Freedom, I don't
meet him. Where's your freedom? Can you hear me?
Are you at sea?
Okay, I call you back.
What kind of boat
what
are you
do you
on?
See around you?
Can you give me
How
your
many
GPS
are
position?
You on the boat?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
You can and stay strong.
Okay. Okay, I call you back.
I will call
Let's
you back.
Let's try calling again, because right now I can't hear anything.
La Méditerranée est devenue un cimetière.
Parce que des milliers de gens traversent la Méditerranée.
Parce que la mer Méditerranée est une frontière.
Parce que les frontières perpétuent le racisme et le colonialisme.
Parce que le racisme et le colonialisme tuent.
Parce qu'en 2021, 1977 personnes sont mortes en traversant.
165 personnes par mois.
41 personnes par
Près
semaine.
Près de 6 personnes par jour.
Et bien bien plus dont on ne sait rien.
Rien qu'une fois, faire les vagues et tout casser rien qu'une fois.
Parce que des histoires existent derrière les chiffres.
Parce que ces histoires doivent être racontées.
Parce qu'on veut continuer à lutter.
Parce qu'on ne veut pas oublier.
Parce qu'on ne veut pas s'habituer.
Parce qu'on savait.
Parce qu'on savait.
Parce qu'on savait.
Hello everyone, welcome to this new Chronique Amère episode. Last year, in the final days of November, the Chronique Amère team traveled to Amsterdam for the Alarm phone meeting. After several days of meetings with the network, we had a smaller meeting with two friends of one of us, in a social kitchen south of the center. There are people known from time spent in Lesbos, Greece, and a collective called Lesbos LGBTIQ+ Refugee Solidarity. This collective has been meeting weekly since 2017 to create a space for queer community in the midst of the brutality of the asylum procedure at the edges of Europe. They are friends they had not seen in a long time, and we were so happy to see each other again, thousands of miles from where we met. We played music, roasted aubergines in the oven, and sat down together round the table for a chat. We wanted to ask about their experiences navigating asylum procedures as LGBTIQ people and looking for queer communities.
For me, anyone across these stupid borders, no one came here or to any country to have vacation, or we are not coming here to live as a tourist. We are here because of other countries or other political games, maybe because of war. Some people has different reason, so no one come here and want to pass all this thing through because he was fine in his country. No one was fine in his or her country. Everyone across these borders and will pass by this stupid interviews and the procedure, I feel they have the right. It is not their fault. It is not their fault. The people, they pretend they are LGBT or something else, but because the governments, they put the criteria. If you have war, you will have asylum. Okay, but I am dying from hunger. My children dying because of your country, not because of me. And you put the criteria. So they don't have another way. And at the end, we are not judge. My own opinion, everyone has the right to live in a safe place and have their papers.
spent 4 years on and off going and leaving Lesbos. And one of the groups that I was working with a lot there is LGBTIQ plus Refugees Solidarity Lesbos. And it's a collective of people, of queer people, with and without papers, to borrow a phrase. And it was a really excellent group, and I met really, really great people through this group, and we had a lot of really memorable times, really special moments. And it was also messy, and there was conflict and hard problems between the group, but it was very beautiful.
I don't know what to say about myself. I can say I am Lesbian, Arabic, Muslim, came from Arabic country. I was living in Greece for 5 years, and now I am in Netherlands. I'm still like 5 months almost in Netherlands. Try to survive, try to figure out what I want or how I can live in this country. It's so complicated. For me, I love Greece so much, but it is impossible to stay there all your life. I don't like Western countries, but unfortunately, it is the only choice. So you can live better life the rest of your life.
The first time I met you was in that non-violence group. And I always remember so much. My first impression was like, there was this whole discussion about imagining kind of a utopia world, like and drawing a map of this like utopia world. And I remember you said, in a utopia, there would be no humans, there would only be animals.
For me, I don't remember we met in this group, in a violence group. Like, we spent this workshop for 5 days. I don't remember at all that Ruby was there. The worst, that she was once a student when I was teaching Arabic. I don't know for how long, but she was my student, but I can't remember at all. I used to work as interpreter in Greece. I met nice people. Yeah, it was really amazing time because I met amazing people in Lesbos. Yeah, some of them at the beginning, they don't know what to do. It is like MS for them. With the situation is a mess. So they came, they don't have any idea what is the situation. But then they learned a lot, these people I like, who try to learn, to listen, to understand, not came with their own ideas. Well, I am thinking I'm talking about people more than talking about myself.
Okay. Should I record myself?
You have to speak. Sorry, but that's what I'm thinking, like, I should do this.
وكمان اسمي هي كاردينيا. سو انا بدي كمل انه انا من سالوني هن السؤال انه انا من اي طائفه بحس حالي من اي جروب.
My name is Gardenia. I belong to a feminist community. I feel I'm female or a girl. This is how I feel. And I don't like to remember bad things or negative things or ugly things.
I remember quite well how we met. There was someone who put us in contact with you. And we came to visit the flat in Panayuda, and it was half as the Lesbos LGBTIQ group, but also with No Border Kitchen to bring the food boxes. And I remember we met you in your apartment in Panayuda, and that you were having problems with your neighbors. We were trying to find like different places that you could stay.
أول ما دخلت لليونان عدت علينا فترة لنقطع رسمي.
We stayed in Greece and some time passed until New Year's Eve. There was a party in the organization we were in. You were with us. We went to the house and they prepared food like today. And after eating, we danced a lot. We enjoyed it so much. You looked sweet. I'll not forget that. We enjoyed that time. I'm going to talk a little bit about LGBT. For me, when I realized I was trans and started to recognize myself as a woman, and hearing about the LGBT group, I didn't know what LGBT was. And even after knowing them, I had a fear of being part of LGBT people and participating with them. The fear was coming from my feeling that all people are different from me. Even if we share together under the name of LGBT, I was afraid, always, people will not understand me well.
Like, for me, I heard about LGBT group first, and I was sometimes going to translate for them. But unfortunately, that time when I was working with LGBT group or helping LGBT group, I wasn't part of LGBT because at that time I haven't yet discovered myself as lesbian. So I was only going there or meet somewhere to help them to translate for someone. This is how I know about LGBT group. This was. For me, unfortunately, I never had the chance to be to participate in LGBT group meetings.
كان المكان هو مثل عبارة عن بيت وفيها جنينة.
The place we were meeting, it was a house with a garden, and we used to meet in the garden, and it was warm and beautiful.
I discovered myself as lesbian, too late. Be late better than never. It is good. Then I don't know. I feel like when I was, like, even before I not discovered, I accepted myself. Let's me correct it. I feel it since, I think, I teenagers, that I am lesbian, but I never accepted myself. Though in Greece, I accepted myself. And even before that, like the time I was translating to anyone from LGBT before I accepted myself, I was feel like comfortable comparing to other interpreters from my culture. They said it is like so complicated, but I was feeling like, I even was thinking about myself, why I feel comfortable when I translate for someone LGBT, I don't feel it is strange. The opposite, I was trying to support them in my reaction, my behave, like make them feel I am comfortable what they are talking about. And then later, after I discovered myself, I was trying to find, to be part of LGBT, and people were telling me there is resource. It is like part of the island where it is mostly for lesbian. They are gathering there from all over the world. So I was going every weekend. But then the last summer, two years ago, not the last summer, the summer before, I spent like 2 weeks there. I stopped working and take a long vacation. But I found that it is like, for me, it was weird. Because people from different cultures, at the beginning it was so difficult even for them to accept it. There is Arabic woman, Muslim, she is a lesbian, and it was like really so difficult to be part of this community in Erisos.
So the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we
we start to dance and I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape.
My favorite song, Shape of You. I love it so much. And I love to dance when I hear it. Yeah, even my friends, like sometimes when I am so tired and I don't want to dance, and like they put this song so they know I will dance for sure.
I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body.
For me, the I don't feel still I am part of LGBT community. I am still searching for the community I can be part of it, because like since I accepted myself, I keep searching. But unfortunately, I couldn't manage to find this community until now. Community like. Where we can meet with people, sit with them, everyone, like, talk in general, no need to talk about LGBT issue in particular, but it is like, people, we have like common things together, but we talk in general things, we have some activities, be part or sharing together something different than only we are talking about LGBT, but we are at the end we are the same community. It is like any other community, different people, but we are belonging to the same community, everyone doing his stuff. Where I can find people like me, and like not organized by NGOs or organized or not dominated by some other people. Like we are the community, not other people make this community.
أنا اللي بدي أقوله إنه مثل ما قلتي أنت إنه نحن الكوميونتي، ما حدا عن الكوميونتي. وأنا ولا يوم ولا مرة كنت بعتبر حالي.
As you said. We are the community. No one made us the community. And I've never felt the word trans fits for me. I deal with this label because this is what they call me, but I don't feel it fits for me or I am trans.
يعني الإنسان بيبين عليه إنه بيبين عليه هو هيك.
It is obvious for others if you look at the person, you know who is this person. For me, what I feel, for people who are trans or LGBT, it's so visible for others or so clear who we are. It's not as the identity for me, it is about visibility.
الإنسان اللي بيكون عنده شي حقيقي مثل ما قالت روبي الموضوع ما بيتعلق بالهوية فوقت الإنسان يكون عنده شي حقيقي بيبين عليه يعني مثل ما بيقولوا سماهم على أوجههم.
For me, I was really like disappointed about Greece, about especially Eresos, which is they consider it is like the most famous part for LGBT people or mostly lesbian to meet there. But I was disappointed. because there was a lot of drama. So I said okay, and I came to. it was like really. The first I was so excited, I want to be part with them, to dance, blah, blah. Then I discovered, no, I was sitting and only watching. Then I came to Netherlands, or I took my decision to leave Greece and come to Netherlands. And my friends were telling me that in August, there will be the Bride Festival. So I arranged to arrive around this time. It was like really different experience to even like the people in Nether. It is like for me first time I meet other people, not the Greek community. It is the another community. So for me, Dutch people or the mix of culture here for LGBT is so nice, and the festival is so nice. We never have these kind of things in Greece, even in Eresos, which like the LGBT part, but we don't have this kind of festival. It is more controlled by some people. But here, like, everyone free, there are different kind of cultures, everyone express themselves. And the first time I was in the park, and I like, even people, they are not LGBT, but they were coming to see and have a party or have good time there. The first impression was, first nice impression for me was so nice when I saw a couple with their children, and the daughter were asking, like, why these people wearing like this, and this flags, what this kind of festival? And the father were telling her, here you will see the people live their freedom or enjoy their freedom here in this part. So it was so nice, really. I feel like, even like I don't meet so many people, but I enjoy it so much.
بقيت ما بجيش على نفسي عشان مخلوق انا اللي بسوق وقبل ما حد بيداني انا ببيعه عارفه انت وعارفه
I love a song by Anka. She's an Egyptian singer. It says, it doesn't matter what people want, the important thing is what I want.
From Greece by flight. I didn't come like illegally, or I didn't enter Netherlands illegally. So I didn't face any difficulties, but for sure I was really afraid to apply for asylum again. It is not easy to go through all again through this procedure, especially now my claim will be about Greece is not safe, and especially for LGBT people is not safe. So my claim will be about this. So I was hearing from people like it will be complicated. They will ask many questions to figure out. So I was like, what kind of a question, or how I can prove, or anyone, how this person can prove that he or she is LGBT. I feel for LGBT people, when we are moving from country to country, we should be sure who are we are surrounding with kind of people, and we can't express ourselves, we can't talk about it while you are through moving or through your procedure.
هلا في كتير خطط واحد ممكن يعملها.
It is visible because it's something inside the soul.
هو أكيد صعب.
Even if you try to hide it, the real person will reflect their soul on their outward appearance.
إنه الجي أكيد صعب على أي حدا.
I know it's difficult for every person. Whether LGBT or straight people,
يعني أصعب.
The path of asylum is difficult.
كوني ترانس
being a transgender person, I think I face more difficulties than others. because it's so clear to everyone from my physical shape that I'm trans.
I was always like attracted to women, but I was always thinking, no, it is not okay, is abnormal, unhealthy thinking. This is what we grow up or in our culture. But when I accepted myself, I was so happy. No one noticed that I am. I don't think it is something related to visibility, but something inside me that I am. How I accepted myself, I fell in love with a woman. So at that time, I said, okay, enough. I said my name, delete my name. enough. You are like this. You have to accept yourself. So that time, like, then I was so happy to tell the people I like, and I know they like me. I was like, really wanted to share my feeling, because like, they will not never think about it or expect that. So I was like, really wanted to tell everyone, not everyone, the people I trust so much and they trust me so much, who I am. So especially my friends from old times, for many, many years, we are friends or close friends, but they were shocked. I was shocked from their behavior. But even in Greece, and when I was talking with like European people or what I expect it is fine for them, I didn't expect someone will be against that. I thought it is only in our community or in Arabic community will be people against that, or Muslim community. But I was really shocked also other people like from Europe, they didn't accept it, or even some of them changed their behavior with me. I was shocked. I was so happy to express myself, but sometimes the reaction of people wasn't good. So I don't think it's something about visibility. I think, or you can make it visible to others and you can hide it. So until now, I am trying to hide it. Only the people I trust, I can express myself or make it visible.
أنا تعليقي على الحكي اللي حكيتي أنت إنه أكيد الإنسان يعني مهما يكون ظروفه أو الشيء اللي بحسه لازم يتقبله وعيشه, يعني إنه ما بيتغير.
My comment on what you said is that a person, whatever the circumstances you are living in or you're feeling, you must accept that and express yourself and live your life.
Maybe I have a question for you. Maybe because I never been inside LGBT community. Someone describe to me what LGBT community.
That's it. Chronique Amère is over for today. It's hard to conclude this episode. There are so many more things to say, so many open questions. Because exchanging about our lives requires taking time, listening to each other, understanding each other in different languages, sharing pieces of our intimacies. We could have kept talking for hours, but after a while it was time to turn off the microphones and go our separate ways. For us, back to Marseille, and for our friends, back to their uncertain new lives in the Netherlands. We will see each other again, sooner or later, and we will talk and laugh and feel close to each other. Thank you to all the people who made this episode possible. Thank you to those who gave us feedback, who distributed it, who participated in it. The biggest thank you to our friends for sharing their thoughts, ideas, and questions. Thank you to the people who provided translation for this episode, and to people interpreting and translating for each other everywhere. To know more about Alarmphone and the crossing of Europe's maritime borders, you can also visit the Watch the Med website or the Alarmphone website. See you next month for a new edition of Chronique Amère. And until then, main sur le cœur et point levé.